Shots on the post game show begins here from Canton, New York. Bulldogs drop this decision by a score of 2-0 to the St. Lawrence Saints and fall to 2-1 on the year. Now joined by assistant coach Dave Setzer downstairs in the Bulldog hockey locker room. Coach, just your analysis on the game and the 2-0 loss to St. Lawrence here tonight.
Well, I give St. Lawrence a lot of credit to start with. They came out, they played hard. They kind of gave us their best punch early on and kind of jumped us almost, so to speak. And even though we were only down 1-0, you know, they really, really played well, and we kind of struggled early on. It wasn't our best game tonight, that's for sure. And then we did turn it on. I thought in the third period we played a lot better. We kind of began to dictate a lot more of the play and play a lot more of our Bulldog-style hockey, so to speak. But, you know, sometimes it's just hard to jam it in the gear that late, and I give them a lot of credit. You know, like we've talked about all weekend, it's hard to win in college hockey on the road. It's really hard to sweep, you know, especially against such a good team on the road. So, I give St. Lawrence credit.
0-for-6 on the power play here tonight. They know that the coaching staff considers McDonald's game winner last night basically a power play goal, because a power play, their penalty just expired for St. Lawrence. But statistically, 0-for on the weekend on the power play, obviously, is that a concern from the coaching staff right now?
Yeah, you know, you have to find a way to capitalize on those opportunities, and that can be the difference between winning and losing a game. So, you know, when we have as many opportunities as we had tonight, we do have to find a way to score. So we'll have to, you know, as a staff and as a team this week, kind of, you know, go back to the drawing board, so to speak, and find some ways, now that we start conference play, to come up with some power play goals once we get those opportunities.
Now, I know that the penalty for Mansell Mini was taken on the same bench side that you were on here during the game, so maybe not the best viewpoint for you, but your thoughts on that five-minute major. Was it a five-minute type penalty? And also, how devastating is that to a hockey club when you're fighting, you know, back 2-0 in the final 6 minutes of the game?
Right, it's tough to take that penalty anytime, but especially, you're right, at that time when I thought, you know, even though it was 2-0 at that point and St. Lawrence had just scored, I thought we were starting to play pretty well. We were kind of warming to the task and we were generating some pretty good scoring opportunities. So, you know, I liked where we were at that point. So it is a tough penalty to take. And as for the call itself, I couldn't really see it. I just had a bad vantage point of it. So, you know, you'll have to just kind of trust the official's judgment on that one and go from there.
Ferris State's home this upcoming weekend now versus Michigan Tech. Last year, 3-1 against the Huskies of Michigan Tech. What do you expect this upcoming weekend versus the Huskies in Big Rapids?
Wow, we're going to have our hands full, Dom. And you know what? It's going to be a great challenge. And that's one thing about this weekend that we can really, really, and we talked about as a staff before the game started tonight even, you know, we can take out of this is that this is going to prepare us to play Michigan Tech, because they're very, very similar style hockey team to St. Lawrence. They play really hard. They're very physical. They play fast in all situations. And so the kind of the game tonight is exactly the carbon copy of what we're used to seeing from Michigan Tech. And, you know, the four games we had against them last year were all really great games. They were great battles. And we've got our hands full. They're a physical team. You know, I think they're one of the favorites in the conference this year. You know, if you had to really rank, you know, the teams we have, I'm sure, you know, most coaches put them in the top four. And so it's going to be a great challenge for us to start the conference season, and we're looking forward to getting at home and playing in front of our fans and, you know, having an opportunity to start the WCHA season.
As always, Coach, thanks for your time. We'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Tom.
That's the assistant coach, Dave Setzer, with his thoughts and comments on the Johnson Automotive postgame show. Dogs lose 2-0 tonight to the St. Lawrence Saints. We'll take a break. We'll come back after this. The box score and the audio highlights after this. It's the voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny, 97.3 FM.